Once again, this is WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. Restaurant dining's coming back to Massachusetts, but the experience will be different from what people enjoyed before the coronavirus outbreak. Servers will have to wear masks, tables will have to be at least 6 feet apart or separated by barriers, and all seating has to be outdoors, at least for now. Those are just some of the new rules announced by state officials today, and so to get the rest of the picture, we turn to WBUR's Callum Borchers. Cal, welcome.
Hey there, Jack.
So we know servers have to obey the statewide order on face coverings. What about restaurant patrons? You know, how does that work in a place where people are eating and drinking?
Right. I mean, this is one of the big questions lingering over reopening restaurants. And the state is saying that you do have to wear a facial covering in the common areas of a restaurant. So when you're waiting for a table or going to the restroom, for instance, but you can take it off once you sit down to eat.
And I understand parties will be limited to 6 people at the most. What other changes are expected?
Well, the main thing is that you really can't think of a restaurant as a place to mingle anymore, at least for a while. So there won't be any congregating at the bar. You can forget about dancing, shooting pool, or playing cornhole, Jack. And even chit-chat with strangers in the waiting area could disappear because the state is urging restaurants to take reservations to avoid crowding. So get in, get out is going to be the new MO whenever dining in returns.
Okay, do we know when that's going to be?
Well, no. Restaurant dining is part of the second phase of the state's recovery plan, which could start as soon as June 8th. But that date is not set in stone, and restaurants won't know until the last minute whether they really can open on that date. Here's how Governor Baker explained the decision-making process.
Our public health experts will continue to carefully monitor the data between the 1st and the 6th of June in order to determine when exactly phase 2 should start. And based on that analysis, on June 6th, we'll announce the plan with respect to when phase 2 can begin.
So basically, restaurants are going to find out on a Saturday whether they can open on the following Monday.
So that's not a lot of notice, although the governor did say restaurants can bring back some staff next week to prepare. So I'm wondering, Cal, whether it makes sense for some restaurants to reopen with these restrictions, especially since, you know, some don't have outdoor seating at all.
Well, that's right. And even those that do, they could serve guests outside, but they're going to have to figure out whether it's financially worthwhile to open back up at a reduced capacity. You know, a Boston restaurateur named Irene Lee told me a couple of weeks ago that she didn't think it was going to make sense to open right away. And so I checked in with her right after the governor's announcement this afternoon to see if the new rules confirmed her guess.
You know, our business is about 30% catering, and that's what makes the in-house dining model work. And we know that that catering revenue is gone and it's not coming back. So being at partial capacity, doing just outdoor dining, really not an option for us.
And so Lee's Asian fusion restaurant, Mei Mei, won't be opening in the near future. But then again, I also spoke with Nick Verano, who owns 3 restaurants in the North End, and he thinks it does make sense to open up as soon as possible.
Is it going to be like it was before first? No. But you pay your bills, your employees get to make some money, and you get your customers and clients coming back to see you.
One thing to watch here, though, Jack, is whether the city of Boston makes it easier than usual for restaurants to get sidewalk cafe permits.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. I do want to ask about hotels real quick, because it sounds like you've got a baby who needs attention in the background. Hotels.
Yes, sir.
Hotels.
I got 2, actually.
Oh, boy. Hotels, part of phase 2. What did we learn about them today?
2 main things, Jack. One is that when hotels reopen to the general public, they'll have to notify travelers of the state's recommendation that visitors self-quarantine for 14 days once they arrive. And the other is that hotels still won't be able to host weddings, conferences, and other large functions.
All right. That's WBUR's Callum Borchers with the latest on new rules for dining and hospitality. Cal, thanks.
Glad to be with you, Jack.